Okay, this is the second edition that try to just keep the hands straight or square. Try not to actively set the hands. In fact, yeah, and because it's real easy for them to break down at the top. So if when in trouble, it's better to try to not hinge at all than to let it drop and overhinge, because that's what happened on the very last swing there. So just try again. Shafts in line. It's all about shoulders. No, almost no hinge. Yeah, now see, I felt like the hands right there didn't set at all, and it was still just really solid, very solid. So even if I get that little bit of set, I don't even really have to have it. Hands work together equally, they just hold the club, shoulders take it up, turn through. No? I mean,
way past
parallel, okay. I start trying to focus on my forward swing, okay? I have to focus on just the back swing, just the shoulders, not past parallel. Shoulders. A little better.
You got away with it a little bit, I think, mm-hmm. But you were still past parallel.
On that?
The thing that was working before that isn't happening now is that little, where you told me that it felt like...
A little soft.
Yeah.
And is that because I'm going too quick with the change of direction?
I think you're beginning to pick it up and trying to force it up. You might be getting a little tired. Remember, getting
shoulders.
Your muscles.
Okay, just the shoulders. Keep shoulders pushing back. Shoulder. Oops.
I think you should probably only do about 50 swings.
Yeah.
Because, you know, as you start to fatigue.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I was hoping to come back. Like right now, I should just come back to a half swing here.
Right.
Shoulders.
There it is.
And what I did is I just felt it. I was gripping the club again too tight. I have to keep it soft on the back swing. Even though the shoulders go back, don't grab it. There, I felt the little set that you were talking about, and the reason I felt it is I did not allow myself to grab it and choke it off.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If you have tension in your hands, what I'm hearing you say is if you have tension in your hands can't set naturally.
Right, and it's not just the takeaway. The first couple of feet might be soft, but then you start to grab it. The key is to have the hands passive all the way up and through the change of direction and back down without grabbing it. And just let, that's when I feel that little wrist set.